Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Nothing will work in your life unless you start devoting some time and being a good manager of your time. Some of us, God told us all. He said, I've given everybody 24 hours within a day. How do you use that? How many hours do you spend being productive, working towards something? We know there's hours that you sleep. We know that there's time that you take time out to freshen yourself up, use the bathroom.
Amen.
We know there might be time you have to devote to your family, your children, chores. But after that, how do you divide your hours towards working for something? Towards working for something. Are any of them worth committing 1 hour a day for the rest of your life? I wanted wisdom, but just telling the Lord that I wanted wisdom wasn't enough. I had to seek after it. I didn't just devote an hour. I devote hours when I was working and when I wasn't. I devoted time to seek. Who I considered to be wise, I studied their life, and I said, whatever they're reading, I want to read. Whatever they're doing, I want to do. And I did it. And it's the rewards is that the Lord is imparting in me more and more and more. Have I arrived? Not nearly. I'm still ignorant. Still ignorant. But whatever I learn, I pass on to you, and I make sure that I'm learning something. I always tell people, when you wake up in the morning, you should always go to bed a lot wiser than when you awoke. Throughout the course of the day, you should have learned something new.
Amen.
Whether it was your new skill set, your trade, whatever it is you're in school for, whatever it is in your industry, something in the Word of God, something. Picking up a book. You should read really one book a week, but I know that's kind of a big jump, so at least one book a month. The best leaders are readers. At least one book a month. If you can't carve out time to enhance and challenge your mind, what are you working for? Where are you going? Especially if you're in ministry, every time you open up your mouth, you have to want to have something to say. So you have to invest in yourself. It may be some money to invest in buy a book, but I'd rather spend money on books then spend money on some food, then I'm just going to have a bowel movement and get it out of me a few hours or a day later. Being honest.
Amen.
I'd rather spend money on books than I would to run out here and buy something like shoes or clothes. That's just my priority. Because if you get enough books and you actually read it and then you apply the knowledge you've learned, trust me, you'll have more than enough money to buy all the shoes and the clothes. It'll come later. But if you prioritize your mind first, God to make sure that he will put that knowledge you've accrued and that you have ingested to good use. He'll put you before great audiences so that you can have something to say. The more you fill yourself up with his word and his revelation, the more he favors you. The more he favors you, the more he wants to show you off. And I guarantee doors will be open, platforms will be formed so that you can stand on them and now share with so many people what you have learned. Praise God. That's all I have for you today. 7 personal questions that will change your life in 7 days. I am blessed by this word, and I know you were too. Amen. By how this is going to challenge you to think, challenge you to invest in yourself, challenge you to now work towards a better you, work towards some greater accomplishments that you have been asking God about. There may have been some closed doors. There may have been some uncertainties. Well, this is teaching you to become empowered enough where you will be able to now create your own door. You will know now how to discern and know how to stop wasting your time on lollygagging and the wrong people, but learning how to invest it in the right people for God's righteous cause. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to bless your people. Thank you for your mighty word. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for your wisdom that has gone forth, for the 7 personal questions that can improve their life in just 7 days. Thank you, Lord, because you care for us and that you told us in your word that you're not necessarily impressed by what you've already given us, because you told us in the Word of God, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, how you've given us all a variety of different gifts, but the same Spirit, the same God, which worketh in us all, you've given to every man to profit. So we are to use our skill sets, use our gifts, our administrative abilities, our business abilities to be able to profit on this earth. And there are people who are needing our skill sets, but we come with even a more powerful impact because we have you who is working in us. And Heavenly Father, I thank you right now that the seeds that have been sown in their hearts haven't been sown on thorny ground or stony ground, but that of nurturing ground, soft, Lord, and able to receive, Lord, so they may sprout up a harvest of wisdom, of discernment, of knowledge, of understanding. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching their minds and their hearts, God, to draw closer unto you, to deepen their relationship with you, to talk to you, God, and to learn about you, so that in return, if they learn about you, they learn about themselves. For your word does say that we are made in your likeness and your image. For, Lord, once we learn about ourselves, we learn about our purpose. We learn about our passion. And then we are able to move effectively on the correct path, not with destructionist behavior, but with that which is a righteousness, as a role model, as an example unto those that look upon us, Lord. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this. And we ask, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, and give you the praise, the glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Let all of God's people.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. This is Apostle Andrew. I just want to say that was an amazing, amazing word given by our own Dr. April. Hallelujah. Just give a shout to praises to God right now, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's quite a few of you all online in the service this morning. I just want to greet you and say I pray that you took notes. I pray that you learned something, because believe me, you, on this week coming up, a lot of what she spoke about, you guys will need utilized within your life. What are you learning? Who are you learning from? And the person that you are learning from, how do you value their words? How do you show honor? As she said, that we don't get on here just to teach and preach, to waste our breath. It's a lot of things we could be doing, but we do it because it's our call and our purpose in our life. And each of you need to identify your call and your purpose in your life, but that can only come forth if you apply the teachings. Jesus said this. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. He said those powerful words in Scripture. If you love me, you will obey me. Look it up for yourself. It's in the Bible. Glory to God. That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, because the Bible says there's none who have not sinned. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to sin as long as we got breath in this fleshly body. But it's about having a perfect effort, as Dr. April always says. And the teachings, we give you the teachings, we give you the tools through the Word of God in this ministry. For those of you all who are not familiar with our ministry, please be sure to visit the website at www.kci.world. Visit the website. Take advantage of all the programs and all the resources that we offer to the general public. Some of them are free. Most of them are free, even as called today is. Some of them you will have to place a higher value on. You will have to, how much do you value it? Whatever you value, you'll be willing to pay for. Did you hear what I just said? Whatever you value, you'll be willing to pay for, whether it's with steam, with money, whatever you value, you willing to pay for. We valued it with our life, and we had to pay for it. We had to pay a price. We paid a price with sowing many seeds of honor. We paid a price with much fasting and prayer. We paid a price with serving. We paid a price with our everything. I watched a movie a long time ago, and it was a movie about the Middle East in the ancient times. And it was the Jews fighting against the Muslims. And at the end, the Jews had Israel. They occupied Israel. They won Israel. As you all know, even today, everybody's fighting over Jerusalem and over Israel. So the Jews went to war with the Muslims at that particular time, and the Muslims ended up defeating the Jews because of a great mistake that the Jews made. At the end of the battle, the two generals stood face to face, and the two generals met in the past. The Jewish general, when he met the Muslim general in the past, he spared his life. So at the end of the battle, even though the Muslim side won the battle and the generals stood face to face, the Muslim general spared the life of the Jewish general. But at the end of that battle, they looked each other in the eyes, and the Muslim general began to walk away. And then the Jewish general said, "How much is Israel? How much is Jerusalem worth to you?" The Muslim turned around and he said, "Not much." And then he walked up a few paces and turned back around and he said, "Everything, everything, everything." I really want this to sink into you. I want this to sink into your heart. It is worth everything. The gospel of Jesus Christ should be worth everything to your life. This gospel has costed me and my wife everything. It has costed our lives. And some people, unfortunately, even this week, they're going to check out of here. When I mean check out of here, I mean they're going to die. And they're going to stand before Jesus, and he's going to say, "You could have done way much more with the time that I gave you." How valuable is the gospel of Jesus to your life? I really want you guys to think about that for a moment. How valuable is this thing to you? Is it worth nothing, or is it worth everything? Some of you all on here have loved ones that have went into eternity. Where they went, I don't know where everybody went. I don't know. Only God knows. Prayerfully, they went to be with the Master. And I come to tell you, even today, I tell you, as I stand in the Spirit of God, there's going to be some more. There's even going to be some babies that's going to check out of here. It is time for us to place value on God's word more than anything in our life, or that boyfriend that you're chasing after, more than that girlfriend that you're running up behind. More than that money or that job that you desire. You must place value on the gospel of Jesus Christ. You never know. How much is it worth? And I'm not oblivious to know. I've been in ministry many years. Everything we just preach is, some people are going to go in one ear and out the other. But for those of you all who find value in it, honor the word of God. Cherish it. And apply it to your life. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you all. If you value this word on today, glory to God. Go to the website, sow your seed in this service. If you value this word on today, this word was powerful. This word was impactful. A lot of pulpits are preaching, but they're not teaching the unadulterated word of God like this. Sow into this word on today. This word has given you strategy. Dr. April has given you strategy, strategies for your life, strategies for your ministry, strategies for your spiritual growth. If you apply it and if you value it, sow into the word today. Go to the website, www.kci.world. Go put that in Google, click around, learn more about us. For anyone that is new to our ministry, find out more about us. Oftentimes, many people, they come and they say different things and things of that nature about, why do you do this and why do you do that? And often my reply is, well, go to our website and learn more about us, and you will see why we do what we do. So, amen. Learn more about the ministry. It will bless your life. Sow your seed today. I love you guys very much. Once again, that website is www.kci.world. If this word has blessed your life, if you place value on it, sow into it on today. This is Dr. Andrew and my wife, Apostle April. We love you guys very much.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.